You've got some nerve to watch them.
It's a great pleasure to interview Jesse Stein of the Luyas from Montreal. It's great to meet you.
Ah, you too.
So what do you play?
I play stringed instruments in the Luyas.
And you sing too?
I do sing too.
I think of you as dead now.
So this band was formed in 2006, but some of you are from other bands. Can you let the listeners and my co-hosts know which band you played or continue to play with?
Well, we started in 2006, sort of like at Christmas time, 2006, we played our first show, and we've only really been working very hard on it for the past few years, but we play in a bunch of other bands. It's not very interesting, to be honest. I'd rather not get into it. This band is pretty different from any of the other ones, and I think it kind of has its own thing going on. But we've all played in a bunch of different bands. We're kind of veterans of the Montreal community or whatever. Think of you as that now.
Were you all friends before forming the Luyas?
Yeah, we all had known each other. The other three guys and Sarah have known each other for ages. And I met Piet and Matt in the early 2000s when I was living in Toronto, because I saw one of their bands play, and they saw my band play. We've all known each other for ages, I guess. Yeah.
From which bands were the other members from? Was it the Miracle Fortress? I've heard the other one.
No. I met those guys from before Miracle Fortress was even born. I met them back in my old band SS Cardiacs.
Yeah.
Played a show, or we didn't play together. I saw Torn Gat play, and then they had played with Steph in other projects. All gone to school together and stuff.
And one of the members used to be with Arcade Fire.
I didn't want to talk about this. What are you trying to manipulate me into talking about the boring stuff?
Just in case last my calls no. Well, never mind.
No, it's cool. Yeah. Don't worry about it. It's fine.
Where did the name come from?
It came from my brain. I was just walking around one day and I was trying to come up with a fictional word because I don't like literal band names. So it actually doesn't mean anything. I just like the way it sounds. Yes.
We didn't hit it all.
Faker Death was released in 2007, but got released last year. How did that happen?
I released Faker Death at the end of 2007 on a label that I started myself. And then some friends of mine and I merged record labels and started a new record label called You've Changed Records. And so it was re-released, which is helpful in some ways. And that's how that happened. So, yeah, I folded my old label and merged with a new one.
I had a chance to listen to the CD and trying to figure out what kind of emotions and themes you deliver to the listeners.
On Faker Death.
Yeah.
Faker Death is really old. I was really young when it's a long time ago in my lifetime. And that record is all about kind of like going through something awful and trying to pretend that part of your life never existed and trying to extract yourself from the people and places that you participated in during a painful moment. It's pretty immature, really, in sentiment. But, yeah, I guess the classic, like, faking your own death theme.
So I couldn't figure out what to say when I was listening to the CD. I was, like, trying to figure out what kind of questions, but I will hope that works out. What's considered your favorite song to perform live?
What is considered my favorite song to perform live? Well, I guess, I don't know. I like playing a lot of the new stuff that we have. We have a new record that's gonna come out eventually. I like playing that stuff. I don't. It depends on the night. Whichever one shines, changes.
Who are your musical influences?
I don't know. I don't know what influences me, but I listen to lots of stuff. I really like Nina Simone. Like I like some old jazz stuff, like old, like Billie Holiday and that. I love listening to my friends' bands. We're on tour with Cottonmouth right now, who are a great Montreal band. I like some rock and roll stuff. I like a lot of different stuff.
Of the tours you've done, what would be the most interesting place you've had the opportunity to play at?
Well, we've played in some really amazing places, but in most recent memory, we did some really great shows in New York City, which is a really cool town. I've played in, the coolest place I've ever played is Iceland. Huh. I played in Reykjavik, and that was pretty amazing.
Have you played in Ottawa before?
Yes, I have. Many times.
Yeah, I guess it is the first time to play at Raw Sugar Cafe. Is it different than Ottawa venues?
It's not our first time at Raw Sugar. We were actually here in February and we decided to come back because it is different than other Ottawa venues in that there's no dance party that's enforced at 9 p.m. after your set. I appreciate the vibe and like, the lovely people who work here. And I don't know, I would rather play somewhere smaller and more comfortable that makes you want to stay there than play in a big black painted room that smells like beer and puke.
Oh yeah, definitely. What do you think of Ottawa?
I don't think about Ottawa enough, really. It's irresponsible of me, politically speaking, I guess. Ottawa's okay. It's a nice town. It's close to where I live. Some of my friends are from here. It's pretty different from Montreal. I wonder about Ottawa. How's Ottawa doing?
Seems all great. Mm-hmm. What's the Montreal music scene like?
It's like a lot of things. There's tons of different bands. There's some really cool promoters, and we are really lucky in that we have a lot of really nice venues. I don't know. I'm kind of a little out of the loop, to be honest. But I really like all my friends' bands, and there's good places to play, and good promoters, and there's people coming out to shows. So I think that's a sign of something healthy going on.
Any Montreal bands you're good friends with?
Well, like I said, we're on tour with Cottonmouth right now. They're really great, and we're friends with them. We're friends with lots of bands. But you want me to name drop some bands?
I only wrote down Think About Life, that was it.
I'm friends with Think About Life. I live with one of them, and I played in a band with another person in that band. Two other people, and three. Three out of four of Think About Life I've played in bands with.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Can you drop hints about the next album?
Sure, it's really good. It's going to be available on a round format of some kind.
Longer than 36 minutes?
It's going to have songs on it. It will have a title. It will be probably by the Luyas. It's really different than our old record. It was recorded in Toronto by Jeff McMurch, who's a really amazing engineer, and Owen Pallett did string arrangements for it, and it's a long time coming. But it's going to be a little while. We have to sort some stuff out. Fear for all the
shattered bones kept sleeping. How was the response being with the Luyas covering Radiohead's Motion Picture soundtrack?
We just did that a couple of times. We did it for fun because an Ottawa radio station asked for cover songs for the end of the decade. They wanted bands to cover their favorite songs from the decade. And we're big Radiohead fans. It's like one of those like childhood holdover bands that like people still like from that were cool in our early teens or whatever, or my early teens. So people seem to like it. I don't know, we've only played it a couple of times live.
And lastly, has community radio stations been given support towards your music?
They did when our record came out a long time ago, and we've been lucky in that we've had a few interviews around our tours, but until our new record comes out, I don't think that they have very much they can do, so except for talk to us and tell people to come to our shows. But generally speaking, it's been pretty good.
And thank you for taking the time, and I can't wait for the performance and hopefully for the next album.
Right on, man. Yeah, it'll come out one day.